What a matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Angela Ford and her friends and family. I want this to be the best year ever for our friend psychic Peter Marks, who was kind enough to introduce us to Angela Ford. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Good morning, folks. We have a great show today. Numerology, what do your numbers reveal about you, with Angela Della Fiora
afford. But first, let me say this. I believe we might be having a bit of a technical difficulty. A lot of you called in real early, but you're not in the host queue. Normally, the recording, when you call in, says if you want to be in the host queue, which means you want to be on air, press number one. And by doing that, your place is where it is. It doesn't move around. The people who hit number one will come in ahead of you, and the whole order, I try to keep you in the order that you called in. And I can see that many of you are not in the host queue, and I think that only happens when you dial in. So if the recording didn't say that, then the studio is having some sort of technical difficulty. But I promise you, I'll do everything in my power to make sure that you were taken in the order that you called in. Okay, having said that, what today is about are free on-air mini readings with Angela Della Fiora Ford to find out what your numbers reveal based on your date of birth. Angela has worked as a psychic spiritual consultant for over 25 years. She is known for her channeling and clairvoyant abilities, as well as helping people know and understand their past lives. She was trained by the government to do remote viewing, which she has done for 9+ years. I know that she's traveled to many parts far and wide around the world. I know she just got back from Russia. Welcome to our show, Angela Ford.
Hello, good morning, Joyce. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so looking forward to the show because I always find numerology quite fascinating.
Well, I want to say good morning to our audience, too, and thank you for tuning in.
And why don't you give us, like, some sort of mini lesson, mini view of numerology before we get personal?
Okay. This is just a very basic numerology lesson, and it's what I do to try to it helps me understand a person, an individual's personality. And it also helps me gauge where they are in their life, in their spiritual mission. So what you have to do is you take the month, the day, and the year, and you add up the numbers. And that this will give you the personality of the individual. Now, the numbers go from 1 to 9. So, for example, if someone was born March 19th, 1963, the numbers add up to 1985. So you have to add the 1 plus the 9 plus the 8 plus the 5. Well, that adds up to a 23. So then you add up the 2 plus the 3. So that will give you the 5. So if someone was born on that day and year and month, they were born with a 5 personality. Now, you can take that month and year, and since they had a birthday in 2016, you can add March 3/19 plus 2016, and that will give them that will give you the number 2038. So then you add the 2 plus the 0 plus the 3 plus the 8, and that will give you a 13. And the 1 plus 3 is a 4, so that will tell you that they are on a 4 personal year. And the numbers mean different things, and I would like to go through what the numbers mean very quickly for the personality and for the year. Now, being psychic, I can read more into just the meaning of the numbers. But it just does, it does help me gauge. I think it's a lot of fun for people who are just learning how to read or just learning how to be psychic.
I think it is a lot of fun. Please continue.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now if I'm going to talk about the personality first. If someone was born on a one day, they are usually very creative and they have a lot of energy. If someone was born with a 2 personality, they are usually good communicators, Their work should be in communication. Sometimes they make good computer people, lawyers. They're good mediators. People born with number three, they're also good communicators. They like balance. The threes and twos are personalities are pretty much the same. The four personality, these people are hard workers and they're realists. I call them they're like ants. They're builders. They're busy and they're builders. They're hard workers. They're hard workers and they're realists. People that are born with a five are very independent, very creative. They like philosophy. They like to travel. They're free spirits, excuse me. People that are born with number six, they like balance, like the number three, and that they like to stay close to the home. Their home means a lot to them, and they like balance. They're nurturers and they're healers. Excuse me so much.
Excuse Angela, do you need to get some water or something?
I'm getting some water right now.
Feel free to do that. And folks,
okay,
thank you for understanding. And we'll be right back.
I'm fine. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Okay, am I on again? Yes?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Number seven personality, they're usually very spiritual and they think with the higher mind. People with eight personalities are usually very successful on the physical plane, and people with a nine personality are usually very intelligent and very psychic. And then if you're on the year, if you're on a 1 year, you usually have new beginnings because one signifies it's the beginning. If you're on a 2 or 3 year, you're working with people, you're working with groups, relying on other people to help you. If you're on a 4 year, you have a lot of hard work ahead of you for the year because you're trying to build a new foundation. But the following year, when you're on your 5 year, you will reap the benefits of that hard work. If you're on a 5 year, most likely there will be a lot of adventure in your life and expect unexpected travel. If you're on a 6 year, that is usually the marriage number, the marriage year. People usually get married or engaged in their 6 year, or things center around the home. You could be fixing up a home. You could be buying a new car. If people are on a 7 year, they're going through a lot of transition and change on all levels of their life, whether it's emotional, spiritual, or physical. If people are on an 8 year, they will have a great money year, and 9 years signify endings because you're weeding out your garden because you're getting ready for that number 1 year again for new beginnings. So that is how I do my numerology. Do you have any questions, Joyce?
No, it is fascinating. All I want you to do is repeat the way they get to the number so they'll be clear about that. You tell them what each number signifies. And, folks, if you're taking notes or missed anything, our show goes immediately into archive, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. You can hear the parts you missed, but just give them that little formula again.
Okay. You the month, the day, and the year, and you add up the numbers. Now, this gives you the personality, and the numbers go from 1 to 9. So, for example, if somebody was born on March 19, 1963, you would add 3 because March is the third month, plus 19, plus 1963. The total number you get is 1985, but you have to break that down to one number between 1 and 9. So then you add the 1 plus the 9 plus the 8 plus the 5, and that will give you a 23. You're still not down to that single digit, so you have to add the 2 plus the 3, and that will give you 5. So that person born on March 19th, 1963, has a 5 personality. Now, you can do the year that they're on, because that will tell you the year, that will tell you what they're going through, what will happen in the year. You take March, the third month, plus 19, plus 2016, because that person already had a birthday in 2016, and you add that, and that adds up to 2038. You have to add the 2 plus the 0 plus the 3 plus gives you a 13, which you're still not at a single digit. So you add 1 plus 3, and that gives you a 4, and that person is on a 4-year. Now, my birthday's in August. I did not have a birthday yet. So if I wanted to look at the year that I was on, I would be doing 8, August, which is the 8th month, plus 16, which is my birthday, but I would be adding the year 2015 because I did not have my birthday yet in 2016. And really what this tells a person is that their new year actually starts on their birthday.
Interesting. Yeah. Everything starts on the birthday, a new beginning.
Yes. Yes, and people usually feel changes 6 weeks before and 6 weeks after their birthday. Things usually things start occurring and 6 weeks before and 6 weeks after their birthday. But sometimes as a person leaves a number, like I'm getting closer to my birthday in August. So whatever number I'm on, I don't know, I think I'm on a 5 this year. I'm leaving that 5 and I'm getting ready for my 6. So it's almost like as I get closer to my birthday, I would be moving out of that 5 and getting ready for the 6. So there's intense periods where you're feeling it, and then, you know, so, but you have to be intuitive and be aware.
Angela, if people wanted to get directly in touch with you, is it via email or phone if they want to make an appointment with you directly?
They can go on the internet and look up sacredcirclebooks.com, and they can schedule for readings at sacredcirclebooks.com in Alexandria, Virginia, in Old Town, Virginia, 919 King Street.
Sacred Circle Books.
Books.com.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So the next thing is to head to the studio.
But I also have a number of people can call me if they want a reading too.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
Okay. I have a number too. It's
and what 410, number is that?
410-257. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. 410-257-7171.
7171 is the number for readings. That's 410-257-7171. Just on radio, whenever there's a pause, any kind of a long pause, it's called dead space. And if anyone tunes in at that second, they think there's no show. So we can never, ever have dead space. So it's for readings, 410-257-7171. I will say the board is quite lit up. There's a lot of people in the chat room, so let's go to the board. And we have here, because I take great pains to keep the order correct, 863-289, and that would be Julia from Florida. Go ahead, Julia. What do you want from them, Angela? Their date of birth, where
yeah.
they're from, their name. What is it you need?
A first name and date of birth.
Go ahead,
okay.
Julia from Florida.
All right. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
This is Julia, and my
Hi.
Birthday
How
is September. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
My birthday is September 16th, 1961.
I'm sorry, did you say 61 or 51?
Six one.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. We're adding up the numbers. And what I'm picking up is that you were born on a sixth day, which you probably are a very kind person. You probably have a good heart. I would say that there's a sweetness to you. Do you like to cook? I don't know if you like, I feel like you could be a good cook. Do you feel that certain food, do you have food sensitivities at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do enjoy cooking. So that confirms that as well.
Okay.
I like to cook and I like to eat.
Yeah, it's the home body. It's the six I was just picking up on the sensitivities. But the sixes are nice. You kind of hold everything in place.
Yes.
And I feel like you're going in, okay, and so whenever, so right now, actually, you're on a 6 year because you haven't had a birthday yet. So this year has been pretty good because you're actually living off of the same energy that you were born with. So it's like a comfortable year for you because you recognize the energy, or it's a comfortable energy because you're on a 6 year and you were born on a sixth day. So would you say that things have been centering around your home, or did you buy a new car, or are you planning on doing anything to the home?
I'm actually looking. I'm wanting to relocate. I want to find my own place.
Okay. So what's happening is when you hit your birthday in September, you're hitting your 7 year, and 7 year is a year of transition and change. So it's sort of like you're right on time here because you're on the 6 year looking at the home issue, but then it'll probably by the time you go into your year that you're on a 7 year, you'll have your new home.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering if you would pick up on that, whether I would actually, be in, find the place and be moved and all that good stuff.
Oh, probably, most likely you will be. And look for a lot of action to take place, probably starting around the end of July, August time period. And probably you could be moved anywhere after, I would say anywhere two months after your birthday.
Julia, thank you
okay.
for calling in. And Angela, I have
yes.
to caution you. I've got a full board, and it's
okay.
a free on-air meeting reading, and I really want to touch base with as many people as possible.
Okay.
So for you folks, forgive me. I certainly don't want to be rude, but each one can be an hour reading, I'm sure, unto its own, and the board is full. So to get your own mini reading, it's for your own regular reading, you can call Angela direct at 410-257-7171. And I just want to share with you folks that every day we have great guests, great topics. Psychic Peter Marks, we have an exclusive each month, all kinds of good things. So you might want to become a follower of our show by going to JoyceBarryandFriends.com and clicking on follow right below my picture. But I'm just going to break away for a moment so you can hear from our health guru on why you should be listening to our show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. And all you need to do is to become a follower so you won't miss any of our really extraordinary shows. Before I go back to the studio lines, we have our mystery guest calling in here that wants to say a big hello. Go ahead, mystery guest. Psychic Peter Marks. We couldn't hear you.
I wasn't sure
if
I was a mystery guest.
Well,
good morning,
yes.
Joyce. Always great to talk to you and my good friend Angela.
Hello,
Angela,
Mr. Peter.
You sound wonderful, and that first reading was very impressive.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully well. When I found out that you were going to be on the program, I decided to reschedule and delay some of my readings, but I also thought I would call in and ask you what might be happening to me this year.
When is your birthday?
January 15th, 1955.
Okay, why don't we just do the year, which, oh my goodness, you're on a 7-year, a lot of changes.
Yes.
Wow. And you were, a lot of changes. What are you working your business a little bit differently this year?
Yes, I am.
A lot of changes. And I do feel that working the business a little bit differently, we're hitting the halfway mark, half of the year, so I feel like the second half of the year, as you move into that 8-year, your money situation should pick up, and that there will be issues around the home, and also you were born on a 9-day, so that makes you psychic.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were born with a 9 personality. It gives you, which that is your, that is why you are a psychic astrologer.
Now, do you think I'll be able to become a professional psychic?
You are. You are. When you do your astrology readings, you are. You do tap in.
Folks, let me just throw in that he's extraordinary. He is our best psychic. He has the exclusive with us each and every month. So, again, become a follower. You can hear more of Peter. So I wanted to bring him on. He's the one that introduced us to Angela, and I just wanted to say how much we value you, Peter Marks.
Well, I value you, Joyce, as a personal friend. Very much. You're one of my best friends. And I did want to say with Angela, I have known Angela for many, many years. And Angela and I have worked closely together. Angela is extraordinary as a channeler, as a psychic. clairvoyant. She is an amazing soul and has helped millions of people, I would say, through her teachings and her channeling throughout the world. And I have the utmost respect for Angela, and I am so glad and so honored, actually, that both of you are in my life.
Oh, thank you, Peter. But we think the same of you, right, Joyce?
Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Ditto.
But even with Peter, he can only have his little mini reading because we have to move on with this full board that we have. We love you, Peter. Okay, next we have 410. One second. 410257. I'm trying to keep this. 410257. Your name and where are you calling from? 410257. Oh, I did it again, Angela. Sorry about that. I can't believe it. That's the second time. As I said, the technology is not working so well today. That's why 724-599. Name and where are you calling from and date of birth.
Hello, I'm Teresa. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Teresa. When is your birthday?
July 24th, 1952.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, my. You were born on a 3-day. I feel like your work should be in communications. You would be probably a good technical person. And I also feel 3 is like the 6. Your family is very important to you. Your family is very important to you. Now, you did not have a birthday yet, so I'm going to do the 724 plus 2015, and you're actually
724 is her area code.
No, she was born on the 7th month, on the 24th day.
Same as her area code?
Yeah, I'm born on my area code.
Oh, that is amazing. What's your first name again?
Teresa.
Teresa?
Teresa, with an U.
Teresa, got it. That is amazing, Angela. That is her area code.
Okay, now she is on you're on a 3-year, and you're going to be on a 4-year on your birthday. Next year, you're going to build new foundations for yourself. Is there any new work? I would say look for some new work coming your way after the end of July of this year. Look for some new work to come your way, something that could be very mentally stimulating for you. But I do feel that, do you feel like this year has been maybe a little bit better than previous years?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Okay. But the rest of the year, since you're born in July, from July 24th, 2016 till 2017, I feel like there's going to be new work that can present itself. And you may be learning something new, or you may be presenting material in a different way. What kind of work do you do, Therese?
I'm a teacher. I'm a professor.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you teach?
In the computer field.
Okay, so there you are. You were born on a 3. You feel like you're comfortable in what you're doing, and you like what you're doing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the 3 personality. Very good.
All right, the 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Therese. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Therese.
Have a good day.
You too.
Do become a follower. We appreciate your calling in. Okay, next we have, as I said, with the technology, I'm trying to keep the order the best I can, so just give me a second. Here we go, 240-308. Name and where are you calling from? 240-308. Name and where are you calling from? And this does happen. They call in. They're holding on for a while, and the second I call them, they're not at the phone. That does happen. Okay, 240, I have you in. I take such pains to get everyone in the order they called in, which means she was holding for a while. Next is 404-255. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ann from Atlanta.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm very well. And how are you?
Good. When is your birthday, Ann?
February 2nd, 1950.
Okay. Well, this is going to be easy to add up. Well, you actually were born on a one personality. I would say that you have, you're quite energetic. You're very creative. I feel like people are naturally attracted, are very attracted to you. You probably have a great aura, a lot of light around you. And that I think like people see you as, kind of fun-loving, but you do possess a lot of wisdom. What do you do creatively? There's a lot of creativity. People born with, I guess, what do you do creatively?
Well, I don't paint or anything like that. I did a lot of display work in my professional life.
What kind of display work?
You know, design with artwork and furniture and things like that. So I like to arrange houses, actually.
There you go. That's your creativity.
Yeah.
I feel like you're good with color also.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I feel it, yeah.
Okay. Now, actually, you're on a four-year when you hit your birthday in February, and I feel like this, are you thinking a lot, trying things differently, thinking a lot? I don't want to say that things have been difficult, but looking at issues, maybe just you want things to be different, and you're looking at things differently, trying to make things different. You're keeping your nose to the grindstone. You could be just wanting to make things right in your life, maybe like legal work or working with the home, or maybe house projects, like not the fun house projects, but you know how like sometimes we have to fix up our homes to make them safe, fixing them up or something.
Yeah,
that's
correct, yeah.
Is that true?
Very, resonates very strongly, yeah.
Okay, but
just had a septic repair, and I kept hearing septic, and I called them, and I needed a new pipe, but, you know, it was okay.
It worked out fine for you?
Huh?
It worked out good for you?
Beautifully, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I do feel that when you with your birthday being in February in 2017, you're just going to have a lot more fun. Things are going to be more relaxing. Sometimes when people are on their four-year, they feel more intense. There's when the five-year comes, it's kind of like they exhale and relax.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
Thank you,
Angela.
Thank you, Ann, for calling.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Ann. Do call in again. Next, we have 301-460. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, my name's Ashley, and I'm in Maryland.
Hi, how are you, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. When is your birthday?
November 22nd,
1983. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. You were born on a 9-day. Do you feel like you're highly intuitive or psychic yourself?
A lot of people tell me that I am, and sometimes I have weird things happen that I know are going to happen. And so, yeah, I think so.
Or you tell me about your usually tell me about your education. Are you? I feel like you're highly educated.
I have an English degree.
Wow.
And then I'm also on my last semester of nursing school right now.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People born with the 9 personality, they like to learn new things, and they like to be mentally stimulated. You get bored very quickly, and you got to be careful because if people under the 9, if they get bored, they can get into trouble. But anyway, I don't feel like you're going to get into trouble.
I haven't yet.
Okay, whenever it was your birthday in November, I added the 11/22 plus the 2015 because you haven't had a birthday yet.
Okay.
You actually picked up your 5-year. I would say do you feel like this, it has to be an easier year for you than it was in 2014. Do you feel like even with you being in school, is the semester easier? Is the year easier? I feel like you've passed this should be just a lighter, freer, feeling better.
Yeah, I've passed the hard part of nursing school, so you're right, it is going to be freer.
Downhill.
Yeah.
And also, too, with the 5-year, it usually does mean travel. Are you planning on taking a vacation or...
My husband and I were planning on going to Niagara Falls this summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever been there before?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And has it been a while since you've taken a vacation?
No, we took a vacation in last summer. We took a vacation to Kansas.
Oh, okay. What was in Kansas?
My parents.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. But, yeah.
But it wasn't really a vacation either, though. So maybe.
Yes.
So you're probably right, because we went down there, and I actually just took care of my parents more than anything. So it really wasn't a vacation at all.
Yeah, more uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very uplifting, and I think you'll have a good time in Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
But thank you for taking your time and calling, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Thank you for reading me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you again. So do follow us, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and click follow on the homepage right under my picture so you do not miss any of these special shows. Next we go to 916-838. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joyce. This is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento.
Hello, how are you?
I am very concerned. I'm trying to find
We need your date of birth there.
July the 6th, 1951 at 8:45 in the evening.
Okay. Okay, you were born with a 2 personality. You're a good communicator. I think you would be a great, my sense is you would be a great storyteller, good writer.
Okay.
You're on a 3-year going on a 4. Okay, I sense you have a question. Let's just ask the question, and then what is your question, Wendy?
My concern is how quickly will I find employment, and will I be able to keep the job for several years?
Okay, I would say that with your birthday coming up in July, you're going on a 4-year. Probably you will be starting something new after your birthday, I want to say about 3 to 4 weeks after your birthday, and that you'll probably be learning something new, and that, after the year, after about a year of having the job, it should get easier, and then you'll settle into it, but yes, you will find a job. How long have you been looking? About a year?
I've been looking for quite a long time.
Okay, the two and the three. You're on a 3-year, then you were on a 2-year. That didn't help you much, but you're getting ready for the 4-year. That's going to help you get the job.
Okay, so you see me working within the next couple of months?
Yes, and your work should be in communications with people.
I have 18 years call center experience, mainly in the medical insurance field, but some banking, financial.
Okay, so but it's working and helping people, right? And you have to okay.
Yes.
So what did you say you have 18 years in?
Call center.
Oh, wow, a call center. Okay, that's communications. Yes,
and
just
I applied 2 days ago for a call center position at Schools Credit Union, and do you have any thoughts about whether or not they'll hire me?
I would say you're within your time period now because you're getting so close to your birthday on July 6th. So I would say yes, you're coming out of that 2 and 3 year, that 2 and 3 year period. And I think that you will. Yeah, I do have a feeling yes.
Well, thank
yes.
you. And
okay.
When do you think I'll hear from the hiring lady is Bonnie.
Oh, honey, I can't. No, we're getting into a private reading. I've got to go now, okay? I've got to do the numbers.
And
okay,
she is correct
you.
About that. In the private reading, you can call Angela at 410-257-7171. So give me a moment because I got to get into the chat room and take care of my people in the chat room. And we have Lachey. Lachey S., whose date of birth is January 8, 1979. Lachey in the chat room.
Okay. So she's in the chat room?
Yes.
Okay, well, she was born on an 8-day. Now, this woman should be very successful in her life. Now, I don't – she has the ability to be very successful in her career. And right now, she's on a 9-year, which she's probably doing a lot of thinking. She's on a lot of endings. It may not be her best year, but she's weeding out her garden. She's getting ready to get that 1 year coming. She's getting prepared for her next 9-year cycle. This woman, people that are born on an 8-year end up working for, sometimes they work for a lot of times, I don't want to say all, but a lot of they end up working for conservative organizations and they end up making a lot of money. Or they have their own businesses that are very traditional, but she does have the ability to make a lot of money in her life. I would say maybe this past year has not been her best year of making money. She may have had some endings that she didn't like, or things may have happened to her that she was unprepared for. But it doesn't matter because things are really going to look up for her. I would say on her next birthday, she's coming into a 3-year period where things should be doing. She should be doing very well.
Okay, Lachey, we took care of you in the chat room. Good to see you. We love our friends in the chat room. Next, we have on the studio line 678-701. I had called on you earlier. You weren't there. Hopefully, you're there now. 678-701.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Reggie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay.
What is your name again?
Reggie.
Oh, Reggie from Georgia.
Reggie.
Can you speak up, please? Your date of birth.
Yeah. It's March 31st,
1989. Okay. You were born on a 7-year. Now tell me, Reggie, do you feel like do you feel like you've had a lot of changes in your life?
Oh yeah, a lot.
You handle change pretty well.
don't you think?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like you're a spiritual person? Do you try to like maybe meditate, or are you a searcher where you read about different philosophies or different religions?
Oh yeah, all of that. Yeah, I consider myself a very spiritual person. I study philosophy, religion, all of that. So.
Okay. Yeah, you're a searcher. You come into this life as a searcher. Yeah. Actually, you're on a 7-year this year. Are you having changes in your life this year? Are you moving? Are you changing jobs? Do you feel like you're even going through like an internal change where maybe you're even getting more spiritual? Or
yeah, I'd say feel more internal and with my work and my career. Yeah, both of those is definitely a lot of transition.
Yeah, because this is yes, but you know, you're the type of person that can help other people. You have people like you are born with inner peace. You have a lot of inner peace, and people sense that about you. And I think that people gravitate towards you. And I just want you to know that I think that you've helped a lot of people, and I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Yeah. 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 In fact, just to give you validation, just real quick, the other day, people always tell me that they always get a sense of peace. Naturally, people always sense that from me all the time and tell me that all the time. So I think it's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah. And, you know, I do the aura readings too. And I do sometimes I do certain numbers. Sometimes I can pick up a person's aura with their number, and certain numbers mean certain colors. But I would say you have a blue aura, which is peace, inner peace.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Reggie, thank you for calling in. Thanks. And, folks, I want to refer you to Angela's show with us on Monday, June 6th, What Color Is Your Aura? It's in our archives. Go check it out. Angela Ford, What Color Is Your Aura? Reggie, thank you for calling in, and do check that out and become a follower of our show, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. Okay, next we have 708-257, name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Patricia, Chicago. My birthday
date
is
of birth?
January 7th, 1955.
Okay. You were born on a one day, so I would. You're very creative. Are you a writer?
Sometimes, but
yeah, I
it's
feel
just
like
for hobby.
I'm sorry.
It's just for hobby.
Yeah, I feel like you're good with ideas. You're good with ideas. I feel like you're a good organizer. If there's going to be a party, I feel like you would get in there and you could organize. I feel like you're a good organizer. You like people. I just feel like you do a lot for people. You put yourself
yes.
out, and that you have, of course, you have high energy being the one personality, but you do have you have good ideas, is what I'm picking up with you.
Yes.
And sometimes. You should write down your ideas, but you just always come up with new ideas is what I feel, if that helps
okay.
at all. Yeah, you're on an eight year, so that's good. How's things should have been pretty good this year. Pretty good. Okay, your birthday was January 7th, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But you feel you're holding your. Okay. You're on an 8-year, so that would have it means like success. So maybe if it wasn't financial success, did another type of success come in? Awards, rewards, maybe for you or your family.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yet.
And
But holding your own, it hasn't been bad. Maybe you're saying so-so, but not bad.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm delving more into the spiritual end of life.
Oh yeah, with the one, I'm sure. With the one, people can be. I just feel like you're good with people. Do you feel like you could maybe, I don't know, help people in a? Do you give readings or healings?
No, but I'm going to be taking Reiki.
Okay, it's the healings. I feel like a lot of people will come to you.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing most of my life. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've been caretaking most of my life, so.
Okay. You have a bright aura, and I feel like people are very attracted to you. I feel like you're a good organizer too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I am.
Yeah, but the one, absolutely, and you will be a good healer because the mind is already in with the ideas. Your mind's already in spirit world, so I think you're going to be very successful as a Reiki
healer. Oh,
great! Healer,
great. That's good to hear because that's where I'm going to.
Oh yeah, yes, very good. You've got good organization and business skills, so I think you're going to be. I think it will work out for you just fine.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling
bye-bye.
In. Hope we hear from you again. A couple of things, folks. I really want you to check out the show on Monday, Angela Ford. What color is your aura? You'll find out about auras. So do check that out. That is in our archives Monday show. It's always last date on top, so you'll see it right away. Next, the number to call and book your own private reading with Angela about auras, numerology, and she can tell you the many other things that she is involved with as well, including remote viewing. What is remote viewing? You've been doing that for almost 10 years. What is that?
Actually, remote viewing is another word for ESP. It was the words remote viewing was there were two scientists at Stanford Research Institute who used that word or coined that word back in the early 1970s because they were studying ESP. And they used their word remote viewing. And actually, all it is they were testing people to find out whether or not they were psychic. So they put a picture in an envelope, and then someone had to describe the picture. And that is called remote viewing. It's what the government used when the government called their psychics remote viewers. It was a better word to use because whenever they had to go to Congress and ask for money, it was a better word to use than psychics. It was sold a little bit better. But actually, the scientific community does use the word remote viewers. And when I worked as a psychic for the government, the tasks or the operations that we worked, the information was put into a sealed envelope, and that more or less we had to determine, access and describe the problem and try to figure out the answer to the problem in the envelope. Or they would train us, put a picture in the envelope and tell us what's in the envelope. And that is remote viewing. It really is nothing more than ESP.
I gotcha. Angela, what words do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I appreciate that they would call and listen to me, and that I wish everybody the best. I know we're in very difficult, trying times, and that I just wish everybody the best. I hope that their lives go well. And I thank you, Joyce, for letting me come on to your program. I've enjoyed my time with you, and I enjoyed my other time. The other time I was on, I had fun too. I think that it's just a lot of fun with you.
I thank you so much. Again, the Aura Show last Monday, check it out. Angela Ford, check out sacredcirclebooks.com. And I want to leave you folks with this prayer that I designed for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can start that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.